Sorry, I know you didn't expect me, but I wanted to come visit you on your lunch break. I know you work from home and everything, but I thought instead of cooking, I could bring you something. Yeah. See? It's just like a bento. It's like rice and I did... Yeah. Like katsu chicken and... The sauce is chili oil with... As long as you like it, that's all that matters, I guess. How's your day going? Good, I'm glad. I know you were worried about the meetings, but... I mean, you got it. Your boss lady. I know better than to doubt you. I don't know. I don't feel uncomfortable. I don't know. Your room is really cool. I've never been with somebody that, like, had their own space just for working. I feel like everyone's had, like, a work laptop and... I don't know. It's like seeing bookshelves with stuff on them and... I don't know. It's cool. I read one of those books on your list, by the way. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, see... I saw that you had read a lot of books by that one author. The one who does... Yeah. Yeah, the one who does a lot of the books about men and women in positions of power and stuff like that. So I guess I feel a little dirty being in your office, like... Are you gonna take advantage of me? I'm not your employee, so I guess it's kind of dumb, but... No, it is. I mean, it's a little dumb, right? Like, what am I supposed to call you, ma'am, and come over and, like, put files on your desk? Well, yeah, I mean, I brought you food, but that's not, like, because I work for you or anything. No, you're not gonna pay me for the food. Well, yeah, I mean, then I guess I would work for you then. But the food is because I wanted to make your day better. I was just commenting that sitting in this chair and looking around the room, I am a little flustered after reading all the books that you have been reading lately. I mean, you can't blame me, right? Like, really hot woman... Sitting at her desk, position of power, leading meetings, taking no shit from anybody. That's how a lot of those books start. And they end with, like, a really big strap on. And... No, yeah. I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I'm sorry. I didn't want to... I just don't think that I'm like kind of new at this and I'm trying. I'm not trying for you. Well, I am trying for you. I really want to make you happy. And I don't feel like I have to. I want to be clear. I feel really safe around you. And that's why I have been practicing. I've been practicing, like, with toys and stuff. And I don't think that's necessary. I just... No, we don't need to talk about it. Okay, well, I went to the store and I bought one of those toys that you recommended, the one that's like kind of curved at the end, and I practiced riding it a little bit. I put it on the side of my bathtub, and then I just bounced on it. I'm so sorry. This is like not what you want to be talking about when you're eating lunch. Waiting for what? Waiting for this show to start? What are you talking about? No, I'm not ready to take you just yet. Your strap-on is so big. I mean, it's like the size of... Okay, yeah. Then what show are you talking about? Okay, yeah, a book. Oh, yeah, I can read to you. Oh my God, yes. And I can read like the naughty books to you. And tonight we can, maybe we could practice like a little. Okay, yeah, I'll shut up. Sorry, ma'am. Oh, sorry. Baby. No, I could do, yeah, ma'am is fine. Yeah, which book? Okay, red book, golden binding, yeah, okay. All right, let me see, whoa. Why is there a cock in this book? Don't laugh at me, why is there a dildo in your library? What do you mean, what if you need to use it? There are better places for this. What if somebody were to come in and see it? Yes, like a... Not like me. Like, I don't know anybody else. What do you mean, read it? Well, when you use a book... You read it. Well, reading is when you say the things that are written in the book. Well, yes, the narrator does add an implied intonation, but the things in the book are solid. They are, like, concrete. Oh, hush, I know it's silicon. I meant, like, a normal book, not a book with a cock in it. I don't know why I'm whispering. You've got me so flustered. You're making me call you ma'am, and I'm holding a massive piece of plastic in my hand. You want to hear my interpretation of the book? Look. I have been practicing. I'll do this under one condition. I'll do this. Don't make me say it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I'll say it. I will put on a show for you while you eat your lunch. And read the book for you. If you promise... You were the one that just explained to me what read the book meant. You did not forget. You did not forget. I am. You can eat your lunch. And I will bounce on this fake cock to practice throwing my ass back onto your... Well, not real cock, but your cock. If you promise to do something for me. Nope, I'm not telling you now. I'm not doing it. You have to agree right now to do what I ask if I do this for you. That's the rules. No language, no tricking anybody. You have to do this. No, I'm not tricking you. I'm afraid to ask for it right now. I'll be more able to ask for what I want when I'm in the moment. To what moment, me? You want to be slutty. You have to be slutty. When I'm bouncing on the toy like a slut putting on a show for you. once I start doing that, bucking my hips and riding it for you, I will be able to ask, and you have to say it. You have to say yes. Fine, fine. Just... don't watch while I get this set up, okay? You can watch me ride it, but just... I don't know how I'm gonna stick this thing to the fucking chair. I just... oh. That was easier than I thought it was. No, I didn't think you ever tried. I figured you... I don't know, maybe you just laid on your back or something? I don't know. Oh, yes, I know how you ride. Fine, shut up. I got this. Yes, shut up. If you want to enjoy the show, eat your lunch. I made it for you and it's getting cold. Okay. It's just like the books that she reads and you're making a fantasy for her. And you took something bigger than this yesterday. Yes, I took something bigger than this yesterday. Watch. It hurts. No, you stay and eat. I've got it. I just need to stretch a little bit more, use a little more lube, and we'll be fine. It's fine. I've taken bigger, and if I want to take you, I need to use a lot more. I need to get used to a lot bigger. So. I know I promised bouncing. I'm gonna bounce. Just, you know, fine. Is this what you wanted? You wanted to see me bounce? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh God, oh God. Fuck. Can I just get back? Ma'am, can I grind my hips instead of bounce? I can't bounce that fast. It's stretching me. Can I just grind my hips a little bit? Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Oh. Do you like your show, ma'am? Is your intern putting on a good show for you? I just gotta ask. Shut up. I'm gonna ask. I promise you that I would ask. Is your good boy putting on a good show for you? Is he? Oh. Yes, I am. I'll be good for you. I'll make you food every day, and I'll ride your cock whenever. I need to stop. No, you sit. No. I've got this. Besides, I don't need you anyway. I can come riding this fake cock all on my own. Uh-huh. I can. I don't need you to finger me. I got it. I'm gonna bounce again. Because I can take a big cock. I can take a big cock, and I'm gonna take yours, ma'am. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, what did you say? My favorite part about riding the cock is the way it feels. Stretching me out. It's not even on my prostate, it's just stretching. It makes me feel like I'm doing so good for you. Oh, what do you mean that's not what you meant? What book are you talking? I like it when she makes him get under the desk. and eat her pussy while she's on in meetings, because if he does a really good job, she has to end the call and fuck him. And I want to be so good that you have to punish me. I want to be so good that I get fucking railed. I want to be so good for you. I want to be so good for you, man. Please. I want to be so good for you. Am I being good for you right now? Please. Please. Am I being good? Am I a good boy? Am I a good boy for you right now? Please. Tell me. Tell me I'm being a good boy. I'm gonna come if you tell me I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm gonna come if you tell me I'm being a good boy. I'm gonna come if you tell me I'm being a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. And I can take your cock. I can take your cock. I can take your cock. I can. No, no, stay, sit, please. Okay, yes, I'll bounce. I'm sorry, I won't tell you what to do. What are you doing, please? No, just sit, just let me ride. What do you mean you're taking your lunch? Oh no, don't suck my cock, please, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, ma'am, please. Swallow me. Fuck. Yeah. Am I a good boy? Thank you for swallowing me. I didn't want to get it on your floor. I was afraid you'd make me lick it up. No, fuck. Fine, I'll do it next time. I can't help it. I come fast when you... When I picture you fucking my ass. Can I come sit under your desk and rest my head on your lap while you finish? Thank you, ma'am. I'll be good. And if you need dessert, maybe just tug on my hair a little and I'll... I'll stay for the rest of your workday if you think you'll need dessert a couple times. I'm a good boy.